It is lower league. We are going to do the top of the championship. It is very interesting. It's always very interesting. But people like me normally say, oh, the top of the championship, it's always really tight. And then last season around this sort of point was the bit where it at least looked like Leicester were going to win it by a million points. That is not the case right now as to how the championship looks. Sunderland are still top from the last time we did this show. They do find themselves top. Sheffield United have come with a big run, which the smart money suggested they might do. Course and distance with Chris Wilder and parachute payment money still in full effect there as well. Burnley find themselves third. We'll be speaking to Natalie Brom in a minute. We will also at the bottom of the top be speaking to Dan Gray about Middlesbrough, what their hopes and dreams are over the course of the season. But I've got Dan Hewitt to start with. West Brom, who were absolutely flying at one hell of a clip. They had got themselves into a situation where they were played six with 16 points on the board. They are now played nine with 17 points on the board. So Dan, I'm just going to start with the positive. What went right before we talk about what, if anything, has gone a little bit wrong?
Well, I think this squad's already always had the kind of capability of being better than it was last season, but they were hampered by the fact that we couldn't spend any money. We had a terrible situation with our Chinese owner where the club were basically borrowing money off American banks to stay afloat. We weren't able to spend any money. The parachute payments had run out. And so Carlos Corbrand, our manager, was effectively trying to run a squad, a kind of a hodgepodge squad of these different players and different managers, and doing a pretty incredible job of it, getting us into the playoffs last season against all the odds. So now we have a new owner, we've got some money to spend, we've cleared the debts, we've cleared out the dead wood, and he's now working with a squad in his image. It's the first time he's been able to actually build a squad, spend money. We spent money for the first time in 3 years on players, so now starting to build a team that he actually wants to build rather than working with other managers' players. And so it always felt to me at the start of the season that we'd have a much better chance. And I think actually we are now where the squad suggests we should be. Last season, we should really have been the bottom half of the championship. It's only because our manager's so good that we ended up in the playoffs. So I think what we've started to see this season is the start of the first glimpses of what Carlos Corbrand, our manager, can do when he's actually got some money and the players he wants to bring in.